PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading.
Families are meant to be together. But often kids are separated from one or both parents because of problems like divorce or even death.
There's another reason why some kids live without their mom or dad. It's because that parent made a bad choice, broke the law, and ended up going to prison. Now that parent actually lives in prison and oftentimes very far away. Now, a parent who lives in prison can't leave. And if their families want to see them, they actually have to go to the prison to visit. And they're only allowed in on certain days. The little girl in this story certainly knows what it's like to wait for one of those days. This is her story. It's called Visiting Day.
Visiting Day. Written by Jacqueline Woodson. Illustrated by James E. Ransom. Read by Alfre Woodard. Only on visiting day is there chicken frying in the kitchen at 6 a.m. and grandma humming soft and low, smiling her secret just for daddy and me smile. And me lying in bed, smiling my just for grandma and daddy smile. And maybe daddy is already up, brushing his teeth, combing his hair back, and saying, "Yeah, that pretty little girl of mine is coming today," with all the men around him looking on jealous-like, 'cause they wish they had a little girl of their own coming. Only on visiting day do I stand patiently at the bus stop, holding tight to Grandma's hand until everybody's inside. And only on visiting day do I get to tell Daddy everything that has happened over the month, while I sit in his lap and he pulls on my braids, smiling his big, "me and Grandma have been gone forever" smile, laughing his big laugh, showing me and Grandma off to his friends, pressing peppermints into my hand and kisses against Grandma's cheek. Grandma says, "It's not forever going to be like this." She says, "One day we'll be able to wake up and have Daddy right there in our house again. And we won't have to take long bus rides once a month and walk home from the bus stop hand in hand, feeling a little sad, already starting to miss Daddy." Grandma says all it takes is time, a little time. And while we're holding out, waiting for Daddy to come home, we can count our blessings and love each other up and make biscuits and cakes and pretty pictures to send Daddy. And in the early evening, if it's a little chilly outside, we can sit out back, bundled up in blankets, and make each other laugh and make big plans for when Daddy comes home again.
Not all of us have experienced what it's like to have a parent in prison, but millions of children have. One out of every 40 kids in this country has a mother or father in prison right now. And they know the happy feelings and the sad ones that surround visiting day. But being a prisoner's kid isn't only hard on that one day. It's difficult all the time. It affects what you do, how you live, and how you think and feel every single day.
The Gooden family knows firsthand how a prison sentence changes your world. 8 years ago, their father, Hopeton Gooden, went to prison, leaving the family to struggle on its own.
When I was 1 year old, my father went into jail.
Since I was little, I didn't have him there for me, like, to teach me how to throw footballs or anything like that.
My mother was working 3 jobs and my dad went to jail.
Some give up the first time, you know, the man is sentenced. They just say, well, I'm finished with him.
I was really hurt, bad.
While their dad is in jail, Malcolm and Malik live with their mom. Older brother Chris,
yeah, baby
sister Nikki,
what's your son's name?
And three grandchildren.
It's hard having a family member in jail because when you want to see them and you want to spend vacations and holidays and their birthdays and stuff like that, you can't because they're away. The thing that makes me most upset is all the Christmases and birthdays that we miss.
My mom had a struggle with me and my brothers and my sister with nobody else to help us. He's still my dad, but I hardly don't even know him. That's the whole thing about it.
I feel like I have to take over as parent since I was 16 years old, which is a little rough. You know, having to work a second job and trying to steer your brothers in the right way to make sure that, you know, the streets don't take over and stuff like that.
My mother was working 2 jobs, so me and Nikki had to help with Malcolm and Malik. So it was like we was forced to become responsible at a young age.
It's just been living paycheck to paycheck. The beginning of the month, you get what you need, and in the middle, we make sacrifices.
My name is Hopeton Gooden. I am about 46 years old. I've been here in Sing Sing about 8 years. It's extremely hard. I'm paying for my crime. I'm paying for my mistake.
For Hopeton Gooden and other inmates, prison means living without freedom or family.
Malik and Malcolm, I'm sure that they're hurt. They're feeling the pain.
I was angry. I felt really angry.
Before their dad went to prison, the family owned a good business and had plenty of money to live on. They also owned their own home. And Malcolm and Malik had lots of space. But prison changed all that. The family lost everything. Now Irene Gooden and the kids struggle every day just to have enough to eat.
Christopher and myself, we had the sleeper train.
I know kids that are going through situations like me, but their moms and dad just abandoned them and just left them. But my mom stayed right by my side.
My mother was working 3 jobs and my dad went to jail. Then she got injured at work and she had to stop working, so I had to step in and help her.
Recently, I had a little surgery, you know, done, and Malcolm made me breakfast every day when I first came home from the hospital.
I don't think any kid knows how to cook around my age. If I was to go over any of my other friends' house, they wouldn't know how to make what I know how to make.
I don't mind helping them around with chores around the house, so my mom doesn't have to bend over and hurt her back.
What would make me really happy is knowing that my mother is happy. I love my mom so much for how much she had to go through and for not giving up. We're really just being a family and staying together to be strong.
What's missing most in the boys' lives is their dad.
Since I was little, I didn't have him there for me. Makes me feel angry. It feels like he was just taken away from me.
I love my dad, and there's a part of me that doesn't like him. Because my mom did everything for me. He didn't do nothing for me. Only a little bit of stuff.
I'm able to love my dad. I could never say that I don't.
The only time the boys can see their dad is on visiting day. This visiting day falls right before Hopeton's birthday.
Chris and Malik and Malcolm, we're gonna go up to see your father on Tuesday and take him some stuff. And you can get him a gift for his birthday because his birthday is this month.
What about the one that Nikki said?
The kids decide to buy him a shirt with some money they've saved.
I can get him one of those button-up shirts.
Yeah. Something that he's allowed to have. You know the colors they don't allow him to have.
But there are strict rules about buying gifts for prisoners. Only certain colors and styles are allowed.
Blake, what are the colors that your father can't have?
Gray, orange, black, and blue.
Right, that's right. Because those are the same colors that the officers wear, and they can't have colors that the officers wear.
Hopeton is also gearing up to see his family. But he keeps his excitement under control. Like most inmates, he spends many hours missing his wife and kids, wishing he could live at home with them. Visiting days are the only times that he can be with his family or have any contact with the outside world. Waiting for these visits can be very hard. Time passes slowly for inmates. Life on the inside is limited and very boring. Prisoners spend many hours in small, cramped cells, trying to sleep or read or exercise. Some inmates live in wards, large rooms that prisoners have to share. There's very little privacy. Everyone eats at the same time, and there's no TV. The only way to really pass the time between visiting days is to go to classes or work in the prison. Their circumstances always remind them that they are separated from the ones they love.
Visiting day is the most important day for any inmate. It's always like a sweet anticipation. You know that your family is coming. It's the only time you get to interact with your family and feel that love, you know, that kinship. It's extremely important.
When a family is waiting to see each other on visiting day, the pressure is very intense. Everyone feels a jumble of emotions. Anticipation, excitement, fear, worry. They all want so badly for the day to be perfect that they can't help but have questions and doubts, like, will this visit be a good one? And what if it isn't? What if my parent has changed? What if I've changed? And the most important question of all for the prisoner and the family, in spite of everything, am I still loved?
Hopeton Gooden is in a prison called Sing Sing. It is surrounded by very high walls. Hundreds of correction officers guard the facility. It takes his family about 4 hours to travel there to visit him.
Sing Sing is huge, has a lot of windows and bars and metal detectors. And the scary part about it is that it's too many doors. I didn't know, the first time we went up there, I didn't know which door to go through, and I got lost.
The kids are cranky because they get up so early, they're hungry, and, you know, they just want to get in to see their father.
We have to go through the first guards who sign everything up and, like, process everything so that my dad can be called down.
I feel like the process is hard on kids. But for most kids, if they want to see their parents, they have to go through it, you know?
You have to go through a metal detector, take our belts off, take our shoes off, empty out our pockets, no wallets, no belts.
The process makes you feel like you're a prisoner or you're a convict yourself. They want you to wear certain colors. You got to go in there Why do you have this on? Oh, take off your belt and your shoes. We want to make sure there's nothing in your shoes. It just makes you feel embarrassed and stuff like that when you're up there.
I bring my dad some shirts for his birthday. They gotta go through the package room. We don't get to like see him get it or anything like that. The guards, they have it brung to his cell.
Right hand.
Until you hear that, your name call over the PA system. Now at that time is when, you know, yeah, you know, excitement, you know, you're looking forward to seeing your family. Granddaughter. Come on, Nikki.
The family hasn't been together for so long, there's a great deal of catching up to do.
You can't really, you know, you can't stand up, you know, tall and strong like a man.
This is also their only chance to share things face to face. And now that the kids are older, there are certain things they want to know.
Ask him what he did to get locked up, or what? How did he get up in there? Are you gonna tell us how you got in here? Or are you gonna keep it a secret?
You don't know?
No.
You know.
You never told us.
I'm sure you know, though.
I don't know.
I don't really like to talk about it. That's not enough info? Okay, I shot somebody.
Wow.
You didn't know that all along?
Why?
You never known that? No?
Hopeton used a gun on someone during an argument. Fortunately, he didn't commit murder because the person lived. But the incident is something he rarely discusses.
I felt frightened. The word shot. I thought he just robbed somebody. That's how the story came out to me. Because they didn't want me and my brother to know the real story.
Hopeton masks his disappointment in himself.
We had a disagreement. We had an argument, and it got a little heated. That's why you can't lose control sometimes. You know, when you have disagreement with people, you shouldn't lose control of your emotions. You shouldn't get angry enough to want to hurt anyone, because it could always lead to situations like this.
Why did he do it? If you do the crime, you got to do the time. He knows better to do not to do nothing.
I think that was stupid. Maybe if he would have thought before what he did, he probably wouldn't be there.
Said something to you.
But half of it makes me feel like he deserves to, and some of it makes me feel like he doesn't.
I want you to understand, though, that's not something that I'm proud of. I don't want you to get the impression that it's something that I am proud of or something that I would do again. Because, as you know, that's why I'm in here. And not only have I been suffering for the past 8 years, you guys been suffering too, right? Right. You like the fact that I've been in here? Right. Okay. So, now when I look back and think about what I did, I wish I had the discipline then to turn and walk away. Whenever you find yourself in a situation...
Initially, when I got locked up, when I had to speak to them about problems that they were having, it was a little hard for me because it's difficult sometimes trying to give someone advice when you're not doing the right thing yourself. It's extremely hard.
You gotta start over.
Difficult family matters can make a visit very stressful. In Sing Sing, there's a family center that helps families relax and feel more at home. They can unwind, play games, and read together.
All right, you read some and I read some. You read the first page.
What are they called?
Oh, the Visiting Day.
Visiting Day. Wow.
I read a book with my father and my niece. I'm called Visiting Day, and I actually visit my father on that day.
Okay, you want to read this one? Okay, and only on Visiting Day do I get to tell Daddy everything that has happened over the month. While I sit in his lap and he pulls on my braids,
But no matter how close a family feels during a visit, when visiting day ends, they must separate again. Prisoners go back to their cells, and families go home without them.
Fellas, it's that time, unfortunately. Okay? So we gotta say goodbye till the next time, okay? Come on.
Where's the guy?
Oh, you first? There was a time in the past that they would ask me all the time, why can't you come with us? Why, you know? And, you know, as a small child, they don't know. They don't realize what's going on. And it's really hard to give them an intelligent answer because they can't grasp that you're in prison and you're incarcerated. You can't come with them.
No.
Yeah, I gotta say goodbye. Sometimes I do have mixed emotions, like when I'm excited, like I'm gonna see him, like, yeah. And then at the end of the visit, I'll get real sad because I gotta leave and then I have to leave him there. And then it's like, you wish he can go home with you.
Okay?
It's sad because we get to leave and he doesn't.
He's not going though.
Okay, Nikki.
All right.
The main thing is that I know that they love me. That is the main thing.
Inside, it's almost unbearable to leave a parent behind. But they have no choice. It's something that they just must do. No one wants to say the last goodbye. Everyone wishes things were different.
The hardest part is saying goodbye to him and waving.
It's hard saying goodbye, you know, especially seeing them look back and that hurt, you know. It's hurtful, it is.
As emotional as a visiting day may be, it's one of the few ways that kids and parents can keep in touch. And families that stay connected during difficult times have a much better chance of surviving the crisis. But every family is different, and every child who's living without a parent has his or her own way of looking at it. Here are three books with different perspectives that can help us all understand better, but you don't have to take my word for it.
I'm Tempest. I just finished a great book. It's called Mama Loves Me From Away. It's about a little girl and her mother. One day the mama went away. She went to prison, and then everything changed. The little girl lived with her grandmother. She missed her mom a lot. I can relate to this book because when I was little, my dad was in prison, but now he's out. This book really got to me because I realized that this happens to other kids.
My full name is Gabrielle Jordan Brown, and I just read this very serious book called Let's Talk About When Your Parent Is in Jail. It said that true friends would treat you the same way, no matter if your parent went to jail or made a bad choice. My favorite part of the book was the last chapter, which was Life After Jail. It was definitely the most interesting, and it told you how your family will treat your parent after prison. I deeply recommend this book for you.
My name is Damien Crispin, and I've just read Finding the Right Spot. Finding the Right Spot is about a young girl and her mother. The little girl in the story's mother can't take care of her because she's an alcoholic and she drinks too much. Her social worker took her away from her mother and put her into foster care with a woman that she calls Aunt Dane. When she goes to live with Aunt Dane, Aunt Dane decides that she needs a best friend, and she gets a dog named Jake. At first, when the dog and the little girl don't know each other very well, the dog will let her pet him. She starts petting him in different places, and she finds the right spot. In the end, they became great friends. I think it enabled me to understand what kids in foster care go through every day.
Hopeton Gooden is nearing the end of his sentence. In a few months, he will come home. His return will mean big changes for everyone.
Before I go to sleep, I'm thinking about what's the next day gonna be like and how life is gonna be when my dad comes home.
It'll be hard to get used to waking up every morning with my father and my mother in the room.
Although they are uncertain of how things will be with Hopeton back, they are sure of one thing. The separation has not destroyed their love for each other, only strengthened it.
Something positive that has come out of this is that my whole family has learned to stick by each other's side and try to be there for each other.
Even with Dad at home, the Goodens will face many challenges, and there will be some big ones. The boys will have to deal with the stigma of having been a prisoner's kid, and that people will assume they're going to follow in Hopeton's footsteps.
I want to be looked upon as a good kid. I don't want to be put in a different category from everybody else because I have a parent in jail. I'm the same as everybody else.
Kids are never responsible for the mistakes that their parents and family members make, and they shouldn't be treated badly because of it. We should never let prejudice or misunderstanding keep us from seeing people as they are. A prisoner's kid is just a kid who needs friends who can listen and understand. And who knows, maybe someday that friend might be you. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Visiting Day by Jacqueline Woodson, illustrated by James E. Ransom, published by Scholastic Press, a division of Scholastic Incorporated. Finding the Right Spot When Kids Can't Live With Their Parents by Janice Levy, illustrated by Whitney Martin, published by Imagination Press. Let's Talk About When Your Parent Is in Jail by Maureen K. Witbold. Photo illustrations by Bill Stanton, Phyllis Picardi, and Ira Fox, published by the Rosen Publishing Group. Mama Loves Me From Away by Pat Brisson, illustrated by Lori Capel, published by Boyd's Mills Press, Incorporated.